Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Nelson Mandela said, "No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate. And if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love, for love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite," unquote. This was tweeted by former President Obama after the white supremacists clash in Virginia. I want to focus on love and kindness. I want to focus on what's good. And I do believe there's power in focusing on what you want to create, but not at the cost of ignoring the tough stuff. As Martin Luther King said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So how do we bring light to darkness? How do we be a force for justice and kindness? It takes courage to speak up, which is why so many of us remain silent or checked out. And the world belongs to those who show up. So I wonder, what are the ways that you and I can speak up for tolerance and love? These are big questions. And the first thought I have is, bringing light to darkness means I need to look at my own shadow. We need to look at our shadow, individually and collectively. What's a shadow? It's that stuff that we repress, that stuff we don't like in ourselves, in our culture, that we pretend isn't there, but it is. So it's easy to say, I'm okay, but you're not. It's easy to hate the haters, but that is not what will heal. What helps us is to look at our own dark sides, to understand that we all have capacity for hate, for intolerance. I would have argued strongly that I'm not a racist, ageist, sexist, all those things. And then I took the implicit association test. It's a social psychology measure that's designed to detect the strengths of a person's automatic associations with different things. It's been around for a while. There's a free one at Harvard on a Harvard website. I read about it in Malcolm Gladwell's book on Blink, which is about how we make sense of things. You can take a test for gender or various races. Well, I took it for black and white. I'm embarrassed to report I have a preference for white people over black people. This is a part of my shadow. I've refused to consider that I was biased, and yet looking at that, it does open me up to be more curious about the ways I might be complicit in racism or unfair. It's certainly part of my journey now to understand it a bit more. As Carl Jung said, one does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. So by bringing the light to my own bias, my own darkness, I have now opened myself to heal a bit more. The other thing that comes to me from that Martin Luther King quote, hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. It reminds me about paying attention to the energy I bring into the world. Am I bringing loving and accepting energy? You may have heard the Native American parable about the Native American elder asked why she was so wise and happy, and she replied, "In my heart there are two wolves, a wolf of love and a wolf of hate. It all depends on the one I feed each day." The wolf of hate gets a lot more press, but according to researchers, the wolf of love is bigger and stronger. So the question for me is, how do I feed the wolf of love? How do I build that force of love in the face of hatred? Kindness has been called a form of love in action, and it starts at home. Being kind to myself as I struggle with my own shadow, my own darkness, my own racism, greed, deceit, and other vices, and feeding my capacity for kindness day to day is fueled by my practice of gratitude, by noticing the gifts throughout my day. That fills me with light. That fills me with care, so that I might be able to carry that energy a bit more into the world. Let me close with a hopeful quote from Martin Luther King again. He said, quote, "I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war, that the bright daylight of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word."
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.